With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome. Today, well, I've got some good news and I've got some bad news, I'm afraid. The good news is that Tarik Mitchell managed to get his full debut in an England shirt against the Ivory Coast, which was fantastic, and it's great to see his progression. The bad news is we may have a couple of injuries as a result of the international fixtures for players, but I'll get onto that in a moment. First of all, I just want to talk about Tarik Mitchell. As I said, he had his first full England debut, played 60 minutes again in the friendly against the Ivory Coast, and I thought he played really well. I mean, he didn't have a whole lot to do. The Ivory Coast weren't really giving us much of a problem. They were, well, they spent the first 30 minutes, I think, kicking lumps out of Raheem Sterling. But they kind of just meandered through the game. They didn't give us too much to worry about. I don't think any of the back four had a huge problem. Tarik Mitchell dealt with what he had to deal with very well. He tracked back. He went forward, tried to make the overlaps. And I thought he had a really good game. As I said, he had played 60 minutes and then he was subbed for, I think it was, Ben Foster, I think he got subbed for in the end. But no, it was great. He had a great time. The only thing, my only niggling thing with it, and it wasn't to do with Tarik at all, it was to do with how they used him. I don't know if this was just me that was looking at this and saw this, or whether other people did as well. Please let me know if you also noticed this or this concerned you in any way. But I noticed, especially in the second half, he wasn't really used as much as in an offensive way. He's for Palace, he goes forward, he's been putting in some great offensive work this season. His crossing has been fantastic. And he's been really working hard getting down the wings. And he was trying to do that for England. But what I noticed was he wasn't being given the ball when he was going forward. He wasn't given the ball very much at all when he was going forward. Especially when Jack Grealish had the ball. He seemed to be either passing it into the midfield or taking it on himself. Didn't seem to be passing it wide to Tarik Mitchell to put a cross in. Now, whether that's just what Gareth Southgate has told him to do, or whether it was just he wasn't being played in, I don't know. But it was a bit of a shame, because his offensive work has really been doing well this season. I think he could have been putting in some really deadly crosses. But that's my only niggle about the game. I think he himself played very well, and I don't think he's done himself any harm whatsoever. Around the 80th minute, I think the last 10-15 minutes of the game, Conor Gallagher came on, did very well, did what Conor Gallagher does. He ran around the pitch, he made himself available to passes, got involved in the play, did great. I think he had a great 10-15 minutes on the pitch, and again, I don't think he's going to have done his future England career any harm at all. And especially in the second half, when Ivory Coast were down to 10 men, it was a walk in the park for us. I don't think they even got out of second gear, to be fair. But it was great to see Tarik Mitchell on his debut, and fantastic to see it. However, there was some stories going around, particularly yesterday, with result to Wilfried Zaha. He didn't play in the game against the Ivory Coast yesterday, and it was told apparently by the Ivory Coast manager that he'd picked up some kind of hamstring injury. Now, he said it was level 2, which isn't the worst it could be, but it means that he could be out for a few weeks, maybe 8 weeks, something like that. He had a scan. He's already had treatment by the Palace doctors, so we're going to have to just wait and see how that pans out. But it could mean that he misses the FA Cup semi-final against Chelsea, which would be a big blow for us. I also heard rumours, and please let me know in the comments if this has been substantiated, that Michael Olyse also picked up an injury when he played with under-23s French under-23s. It originally looked like he had some kind of foot injury, but then it kind of morphed into an Achilles tendon injury. So I'm not quite sure what the actual details of that are. But again, if it is an injury and it is a long-term injury, then that you may also miss the FA Cup semi-final, which will be two massive blows, considering that we also aren't going to have Conor Gallagher because he's going to be unable to play against Chelsea, which is his club. So three top first team players possibly out of the squad for the FA Cup game is going to be a big blow. But it does give us opportunities to bring in other players who, as of yet, haven't had much of a time on the pitch. We have got replacements, I think, who can do very well for us. So I'm not overly concerned, but it would have been great to have had a full squad to choose from and to mix and match during the game. I'm going to be doing another video on that situation, on who I think could possibly come in place of those players. It was just going to originally going to be about Conor Gallagher, but now, of course, we've got two other possible injury worries that could mean three players out instead of just the one. But I'm going to be doing a video on that and letting you know who I think could possibly come in and take the place of Zaha, Gallagher and Olise if they are all going to be out. In that video, of course, I would love to hear your feedback on who you think maybe should come in instead. If you agree with me or if you think other players should come in, that video is going to be coming out in a couple of days. So don't forget to subscribe to the channel. That really does help subscribers because it lifts the channel up. It gives us gives me a great boost in terms of the YouTube algorithm and also being found on podcast networks and things like that. So do subscribe, like, rate and review, whatever you can will be a very big help to me indeed. That's what I've got so far. I hope that you've enjoyed the episode and let's hope for the best with those two players, whether they can get themselves fit. I know Zaha's a fast healer, but we'll have to wait and see. Fingers crossed. Thanks very much for joining me. See you next time.